Thank you for downloading the Blue Moon podcast. Please give the show your support by becoming a backer. Patreon.com/Blue Moon Podcast.
So hello and welcome to today's Blue Moon Podcast Christmas special quiz. Regular listeners will know that traditionally we celebrate Christmas with four of our regulars to make up two teams for a quiz. But with the pandemic, we've done things a little differently this year. So today I'm joined by Chris Higginbottom.
Hello.
Kieran Murray.
Season's greetings.
And Howard Hawking.
Hello.
And as I say, we're running things a bit differently because of the pandemic. So there are no teams this year. They're all playing on their own. So good luck for the lot of you. Right, so let's crack on with round one. Round one is very simple. It's the points builder. So let's start by getting you all some points on the board. It's quick fire and it's against the clock. So if you don't know the answer, just pass and move on to the next question as quickly as you can. All right. Each question is worth 2 points and you've got 90 seconds. So we're going to go in alphabetical order. So Chris, I'm going to put you up first.
That's fine.
Your time starts now. In which year did City play their final game at Main Road?
2008?
No, 2003. Who's City's That's number 21?
Oh, now? Torres?
Torres is correct. What surname links City players Mike and Nicky?
Somerby.
Correct. The word ringlets is an anagram of which City player's surname?
Ringlets, don't know, per pass.
Sterling. Against which team did Sergio Aguero score his first City goal?
Swansea City.
Correct. Which company sponsored City shirts before Etihad?
Before Etihad, it wasn't Thomas Cook.
It was Thomas Cook. From which club did City sign Joleon Lescott?
Everton.
Correct. Which City manager won the club's first Premier League title?
Roberto.
Correct. In which stand of the Etihad would you find the tunnel?
Colin Bell.
Correct. Who scored City's final goal in their 6-1 win at Old Trafford?
Redding.
Correct. From which country is Alexander Zinchenko?
Ukraine.
Correct. How old is Edison?
25.
It's just out of time. 27 he is. Yeah. So 9 you scored there, Chris. So that's 18 points to get you off the mark.
Oh, that's 9 more than I expected.
Okay, Kieran, you are up next.
Okay.
Okay, your time starts now. In which year did City change to their current badge?
2014.
2016. Wow. Who assisted Emmanuel Adebayor's 2009 goal against Arsenal?
Zabaleta.
Sean Wright Phillips. To which club did City sell Joey Barton?
Newcastle.
Correct. Who was the only City player to miss a penalty in the 99 playoff final?
Did Dickov miss?
He did. What was the sponsor on the sleeve of City's shirts?
Necks and tyres.
Correct. Who was the club captain at City last season?
David Silva.
Correct. What squad number is Moonchester?
Oh, God. 0-0.
Correct. What song? The song Funky City is the B-side to what song?
Blue Moon.
No, it's Boys in Blue. What part of his body did Mario Balotelli use to score against Norwich in 2011?
Shoulder.
Correct. Which City manager sold Gareth Barry?
Pellegrini.
Correct. Against which team did Joe Hart make his final City appearance?
Steaua Bucharest.
Correct. Who captained City in their FA Cup win in 2011?
Carlos Tevez.
Correct. What squad number is Edison?
26.
31.
31.
Who scored the opening goal of this season?
It wasn't Aguero.
Wasn't Aguero. It was De Bruyne. It would have been out of time anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so Kieran, that was 9 correct answers again. So 18 points.
Wow.
Okay, Howard, you're up last. Are you ready?
I suppose so, yes.
Your time starts now. Which City manager was the first to win a Premier League game at Old Trafford?
Marcuse?
Sven-Goran Eriksson. Ugh. Who were the opposition with for the curtain raiser friendly of the City of Manchester Stadium?
Barcelona.
Correct. Who were the first team to deny Pep Guardiola's City a victory?
Oof, no idea. West Ham United.
Celtic. In which year was Manuel Pellegrini's first League Cup success?
2014.
Correct. Which former James Bond actor is a City fan?
Oh, Timothy Dalton.
Correct. In which competition did Edin Dzeko score his first City goal?
FA Cup.
Correct. How many Premier League titles did Vincent Kompany lift the trophy for?
Three?
All four of them. Who was Joe Royal's assistant at City?
Can't remember. Pass.
Willie Donaghy. Who's City's number six?
Nathan Ake.
Correct. Who was the manager when City signed Pablo Zabaleta?
I'll go Mark Hughes again.
It was Mark Hughes. Which chairman sacked Joe Royal?
Don't know. Bernstein?
It was Bernstein. Oh. Who wrote the book Manchester the City Years?
Gary James.
Correct. In what year was City last relegated from the Premier League?
2001.
Correct. Which Faroese team did City beat in the UEFA Cup qualifying rounds in 2008?
Pass.
That would have been EB Stramer, and it would have been out of time anyway. And as a nice poetic start to the show, that was 9 correct answers, Howard. So 18 points.
Four cops.
For round 2, each player is going to get 2 questions. The answer to each of the questions have the same initials. So all you've got to do is work out the answers. There's a point for each of the questions you get right, but if you get them both right, then you'll get a bonus point as well. Right, at this point, I was going to say the player in the lead goes first. But since you're all on 18 points, we'll go in alphabetical order again. Okay, Chris, so you're up first. First 2 questions. Who signed for City in January 2009 for £14 million from another Premier League club? And which former City player of the 60s and 70s was nicknamed King of the Kippax?
2009, £40 million. King of the Kippax. I don't know who King of the Kippax is. King of the Geordies is Dennis Stewart. So that's got to be some madly loved player like... Who's the one who hated United? Is it Mike Doyle? I'm going to go for Mike Doyle for King of the Kippax because I haven't got a clue and it's just a guess. So therefore...
Should we time you out?
Yeah, time me out. I'm not doing very well there, am I?
I'm afraid it's Craig Bellamy and Colin Bell.
Colin the King. Yeah, I knew he was Colin the King, but I didn't know he was known as King of the Kippax.
No points there, Chris. You'll get another chance in this round, so don't worry. Kieran, you're up next. Which former Manchester United winger joined City on loan from Old Trafford in 1999? And which goalkeeper was sent off for Niall Quinn to go in goal against Derby in 1991?
I think I've got it. I think it is Terry Cook and Tony Cotton.
It is.
Easy that.
3 Easy. Points. Howard, you're up. Yeah. Who was City manager when they were relegated from the Premier League in 1996? And who wore the number 44 after joining for free from PSG under manager Kevin Keegan?
96. Probably our worst manager ever. Alan Ball, Ali Benarbia.
Is correct. Ooh. Okay, back to you, Chris.
I knew that one as well. Okay, yeah.
Who was City's last player manager? And on which ground was City last relegated?
Well, Peter Reid... And last relegated. No, my mind's gone blank. I'm going to have to say Peter Reid. And for the ground, No, my mind's gone blank.
Well, Peter Reid is correct, so you get a point for that. But it was at Portman Road. Okay, so Kieran, you're up.
Okay.
What was the name of City's former training ground before they moved to Carrington in 2001? And which City player retired through injury in January 1996, aged 27?
I think it's Paul Lake and Platt Lane.
It is Paul Lake and Platt Lane. And Howard, final question of the round for you. Against which team did Mateja Nastasic make his City debut? And who missed last season's Community Shield over concerns he'd been given medicine containing a banned substance while on international duty?
Well, that was Riyad Mahrez. And the first, Nastasic debut.
Yep.
Well, I'll just have to guess at Real Madrid.
It was Real Madrid and Riyad Mahrez. Well, that brings the scores. Now, there's been a change in the scores. That brings Chris, you're on 19 points. Kieran and Howard, you're both in the lead on 24. Well, it could all change now with round three. In this round, you're going to get a series of clues that will make up a sequence, and I want to know what the sequence is. So if you watched Only Connect, it's like the sequences round, but it's not. I don't want to know what comes next in the sequence. I just want to know what the sequence is, okay? The earlier you get the correct answer, the more points you'll get. So you can hear the next clue each time by just saying next, and you can have a maximum of four clues in 35 seconds, all right? Okay. You'll get 5 points if you get it after one clue, 3 points if you get it after two clues, 2 points if you get it after three, and 1 point if you get it after all four clues. So if the clues were Guardiola, and then the second clue was Pellegrini, and the third was Mancini, you'd get 2 points at that point for giving the correct answer of City managers going backwards from Guardiola. So I think we'll stick with the order. So Chris, I'm going to let you go first.
Cheers.
Okay. 5 points. First and second, James Milner.
Yeah.
If you want the next clue, just ask for it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, next clue.
For 3 points. Third, Micah Richards.
Yeah, next clue.
Fourth, Jolyon Lescott.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we ran out of time for the fifth clue. The fifth clue would have been fifth Edin Dzeko. I can't give any bonus points, but anybody else reckon they know what it is?
Is it goal scored in a game? I don't know what.
Not quite.
No.
First and second, James Milner. Third, Michael assist Richards. Fourth, it is six. It is the assists in the 6-1 derby at Old Trafford. There you go. Okay, so no points for Chris. Kieran, I'm coming to you next.
Okay.
5 points. Newcastle in 2015.
Okay. Next.
3 points. Tottenham in 2014.
Are these opening fixtures of the weekend in reverse order?
They're not, no.
Oh, so, the season, sorry.
No, I can't give you that. It's, well, you're miles away, so I can't give you that.
Okay.
I'll complete the sequence for everybody else. For 2 points, it would have been Wigan in 2011, and then for 1 point, it would have been Swansea in 2011. Does anybody have any guesses?
Is it a lost game of some sort? Or?
No.
No, I don't know, no.
These are the first teams that Aguero scored 5, then 4, then 3, and then 2 against in a game.
This is why I don't watch Only Connect.
No, I don't. I could do the last round in Only Connect and that's it.
So here we go, Howard. Can you make it a clean sweep of no correct answers in this round?
I can.
For 5 points, 8, Middlesbrough.
Next.
For 3 points, 7, none.
7, what, sorry?
None, nobody.
Next.
For 2 points, 6, Chelsea, Liverpool.
I'll just guess it's the highest goals we've conceded.
It is the highest goals that City have conceded in a Premier League game. The final clue would have been for 1.5, Leicester, Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United, Everton.
I'll be honest, that was the easiest of the three clues, I think. So.
But it's moved you into the lead, Howard, with 26 points. Kieran, okay. You remain on 24. And Chris, you're still bringing up the rear, let's say, at 19.
Going to have to open a window. The kitchen stinks of charred cerebellum.
Never fear, though, Chris, because as is the way with these quizzes, things can change quite quickly. Yes, round four is a list of 10. There are 10 correct answers to each question in this round. Each of you is going to make a bid for how many correct answers you can get. The person with the highest bid will then have a go at answering that question. But if you fail, if you get any incorrect answers in this round, then your opponents will score the points instead. So if you bid on this on the first list, if you bid for 5 and you score 4 correct ones and get it wrong on your fifth, your two opponents are going to get 5 points. If you get all five, then you're going to get the 5 points instead. Okay, so Chris, I'm going to let you bid on the first question first, as the player in last.
I get it. Yeah.
Question one is, name the 10 players who scored more than one Premier League goal for Sven-Goran Eriksson's City. As a hint, the players who scored the only Premier League goal were Kelvin Etuhu, Nedumanua, Daniel Sturridge. They're the only ones who scored one goal. I want everybody else who scored in the Premier League that season. How many do you think you can get?
Two.
Any advance on two, Kieran?
Four.
Four. Any advance on four, Howard?
Oh, I feel I have to go for it in a way, so I'll go for five.
Any advance on five, Chris?
No.
Okay, any advance on five, Kieran?
No, let Howard answer.
Okay. Oh. Five players who scored more than one Premier League goal for Sven-Goran Eriksson City, Howard. Off you go.
Right, well, I hope he scored more than one. I'm like, Giovanni.
Is correct.
You do tell me as I go
along. Yeah, I'll tell you as I go along.
I'm already guessing now. Ilano.
Is correct.
We didn't score much in the second half, did we?
Three to go.
Stephen Ireland, I think.
Is correct.
Now, there's that Italian guy, and I always get him mixed up, and I don't even know if he scored more than one anyway. What's he called? Rolando Bianchi.
Is correct. One more, and you've got the point.
Right, well, because he scored in the derby, that was Sven, wasn't it? I hope he scored another goal. Darius Vassell.
Is correct. 5 points for you, Howard.
Well then.
Nice, well done. Phew.
The full list was Benjani, Bianchi, Alano, Gelson Fernandez, Giovanni, Michael Johnson, Stephen Ireland, Emil Mpenza, Martin Petrov, and Darius Vassell. So, question number two. This one is, name the 10 teams that City have faced in cup competitions at the new Wembley. For the avoidance of doubt, we're not including Tottenham, who City played there twice in the Premier League, but never in any of the cup competitions. But we are including the Community Shield. Chris, you bid first on the last one. So, Kieran, let's have a bid on this one.
Seven.
Strong opening bid. Howard, any advance on seven?
I'm going to go for eight then.
Okay. Chris, any advance on eight?
I don't think I'd be confident to go in advance of eight.
Kieran, any advance on eight?
Nine.
Howard, do you think you could do all ten?
No.
So, Kieran, it's on you. I need nine teams that City have played at the new Wembley. Off you go.
Okay. So, League Cup finals. Villa.
Is correct.
Chelsea.
Is correct.
Arsenal.
Is correct.
Liverpool.
Is correct.
Sunderland.
Is correct.
In the FA Cup, United.
Is correct.
Wigan.
Is correct. That's seven, two more to go.
Oh, Watford.
Is correct.
Oh, Brighton in the semi-final.
Is correct. So 9 points for Kieran. The only one you were missing, the full list is Arsenal, Aston Villa, Liverpool, Watford, Brighton, Chelsea, Sunderland, Wigan, Manchester United and Stoke. So final question for this round. I want the 10 outfield players that started City's 4-3 FA Cup comeback win against Tottenham in 2004. So for the avoidance of doubt, these are the 10 players that started the game, not the substitutes John Macken, Steve McManaman or Antoine Sibierski, and not the goalkeeper Arne Arison. Okay. Howard, what's your bid?
Three.
Three. Any advance on three, Chris?
Four.
Any advance on four, Kieran?
No.
Any advance on four, Howard?
Five.
Any advance on five, Chris?
I can't think of any now. So, I mean, I need to take a risk, really, to try and get back in it, don't I? But
if Howard gets it wrong, you get 5 points.
I know, but I know what he's like. He'll get them.
no pressure, Howard. Put in.
Don't know me very well if you think I've got a great memory.
I'm just trying to heap pressure on you and make you crumble. Any advance on five? No, I don't think I could do more than five.
Okay, Howard, it's over to you. Five players that played outfield that started the game in City's 4-3 FA Cup comeback win at Spurs.
I know he just said Macken was a sub, but the other goal scorers, all hope started. So, Sean Wright Phillips.
Is correct.
Sylvain Distan scored.
Yeah, he's correct. He's on the list.
What's his name? That old guy. Paul Bosvelt.
Paul Bosvelt is correct, yeah.
Right, well, Joey Barton was sent off at half time.
That's correct. One more and you got the points.
Only because of the kit they wore that day. And when I think of the kit, I think of this player. No idea if he played, because I don't remember anything happening to him in the match. Nicholas Anelka.
Is correct.
Oh, God. I wouldn't have got that.
He went off injured for John Macken to come on in the first half. That has changed the scores somewhat. Chris, I'm not going to lie, it's not good news.
I'm getting trounced, I know. Quizzes, but not memory ones.
You're on 19 points. Kieran, you're on 33. Howard, you're on 36. Okay, round five. To mix things up a bit with the categories round, each of you will get to pick from the board, and in each category there are five questions, all worth 2 points. But here's the catch. If you get an answer wrong, then you have to stop at that question and you don't get the chance to finish your run of five. However, because I'm not entirely cruel, if you don't know the answer to a question, you can choose to pass it instead of having a guess and getting it wrong, and that won't knock you out. But it will give 1 point to each of your two opponents. Chris, I'm going to let you pick from the board first, simply because, you're so far behind. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Your options are headed goals, cult heroes, Belgians, or the Pellegrini era.
So even this is tricky for me.
there's no right or wrong answer for this, but don't...
No, there's three wrong answers. That's the issue I've got. I'm going to go for headed goals.
Okay, headed goals.
Why have I done that?
Question number one. Who assisted Vincent Kompany's header against United in April 2012?
David Silva.
Correct. Question number two. Whose header put City 2-1 in front on the day that they beat Brighton 4-1 to win the title on the South Coast?
Aguero.
No.
Oh, bollocks.
It was Eric Laporte, which means you get 2 points for the round. You don't get to finish the round. But crucially, you don't give any points to anybody else. So, Kieran, in second place, that leaves you with cult heroes, Belgians, or the Pellegrini era. Which would you like?
I'll go for Pellegrini era.
Pellegrini era. Okay. Question number one. Which of the five players that joined in Pellegrini's first summer at the club was the first to leave City?
Oh, that's hard, David. I really want to go with all the rest of them, but I think I know the answer. Jovetic.
No.
Oh.
It was Alvaro Negredo. So
you got a bit of wriggle room, mate. Don't worry.
So you don't get to answer any more of your questions. But again, crucially, no points to anybody else. Howard, that leaves you with the options of cult heroes or Belgians.
There can't be many of them. Belgians.
Belgians. Okay, right. Question number one: which Belgian scored against Newcastle and Middlesbrough to help City stay up in 2007?
I'll pass.
Okay, so it's a point each to Chris and Kieran.
It
was Emil Mpenza.
Needles.
Okay, question number two. In which year did Vincent Kompany become City captain?
I can't pass on all five, can I?
Well, you can, but it's...
it'd be a good way of playing, yeah. I'll have to guess. I'm going to have to give answers. 2011.
Is correct.
Oh,
okay, question number three. Who was the first Belgian to play for City in the Premier League?
The one who barely played for us. What's his name? Daniel van Buijten.
Is correct.
Oh, my God.
Question number four. Which Belgian's only goal for City came in a 2-0 home win over FC Timișoara in the Europa League?
Dedrick Boyata, I don't know.
Is correct.
Oh, my God.
And finally, question five. From
there can't
which club...
be any more Belgian players.
From which club did City sign Kevin De Bruyne?
I think Wolfsburg.
Is correct.
Hey.
So 8 points for the round, Howard.
Well played.
Okay, so after round five, that brings the scores to Chris on 22, Kieran on 34, Howard on 44. Round six is... Because we're recording this remotely and nobody is in the same room, we've struggled this year to do the sort of task sort of thing that we do throughout the quiz. So I recorded with each of our panelists a little task beforehand. So let's have a listen to first off what the task was and then how well you did.
Name name as many players who've appeared for City in the Premier League since the year 2000 as you can.
You must name them in strict alphabetical order of surname.
Or given name in the case of players with a single name.
Hang on a minute. You must name them in short form. So I can't just name them. I've got to name them all in alphabetical order.
Any given out of alphabetical order will not count.
Wait, hold on. The second player? What? The second name of the player?
You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
Could you just read the last bit for me?
Your time starts now.
So that was the task. I noticed Chris was trying to get a little bit of extra thinking time there.
Didn't help.
We all were.
Shall we find out how you did?
Okay. Adebayor, Aguero, Barry, Bellamy.
Since 2000. So.
Ayol Berkovic. Ali Benabia. Richard Dunn.
Oh, God, this is awful. I'm trying to think on A as a starting point. Sounds sensible.
No, I've got my name. If I get one wrong, you're going to tell me. Yes, Sean Gota.
They've not got to be in time order, though, have they? So, Adebayor.
Cancelo. Ederson.
Benabia, Berkovic, Ben Haim, Barry,
Vincent Kompany,
Garrido, Iheanacho, Joe, Kompany.
This is far harder than I thought it would be. Nolito,
Koluka, Dunn, Distin. Danaya.
K, J, K, L, M. Oh, I can't think of any M's. Nolito.
David Silva. Tarnat. Michael Tarnat.
Fowler.
Oh my god, I'm jittery. Silva. Silva. Torre.
One chop. George Weah.
Thanks, Howard.
Oh my god, that was terrible.
Bloody hell. That was a nightmare.
Oh, I've massively fucked that, I think. I premature alphabeticulated, didn't I, really? Like, I went too far up too soon, I think.
Premature alphabeticulation, Kevin.
I didn't want to go too blue on air.
I wasn't even sorting alphabetical order within a letter. I was just going, I was even right.
I was going to say, Chris, you named in total 10 players, but we can only give you 6 because you just named them out of order. Like Benabia, Berkovic, fine. But
I was just thinking, my brain wasn't working enough. It was crammed in between work and I was under duress, Your
and,
Honour.
And you also named Distan after Richard Dunn.
Like I say, just wasn't firing on all cylinders alphabetically.
And Danaya, who never played for City in the Premier League, so didn't count for that reason. Kieran, you were like a man possessed at times in there. The only one you named 15, right. And the only one you named out of order was Leroy Sané, who you realised at the time was out of order. and a clever use of the double silver and double Touré there as well.
Yeah, I was proud of myself on that, actually.
Yeah, and Howard, I couldn't give you Ali Benabia because you said it after Ayol Berkovic and, you know, letters and stuff doesn't go in that order.
I thought it was B-E-R-N.
No, it's B-E-N. Yeah. And I couldn't give you Michel Vonk as well, who also left in 1995.
Cool. I literally had a panic attack during this.
I'm having one again right now.
I'm glad you edited them all together to make me just slightly less of an idiot during this. So.
Well, should we hear some scores? Howard, you got 10. Kieran, you got 15. Chris, you got 6. Which brings the final scores for today's quiz. Kieran, You couldn't quite overhaul Howard's lead, I'm afraid. It's finished Howard in first place on 54 points, Kieran in second place on 49, and then Chris, commiserations, it's 28 for you, I'm afraid.
What do I win?
I was going to say pride, but not really pride, is there?
No, that's the opposite.
I'm no pride?
Yeah.
So Howard, thank you very much. We'll see you again for the final. Kieran and Chris, commiserations.
Thanks.
No worries. Cheers, thank guys.
Please support the show by becoming a backer. patreon.com/bluemoonpodcast.
So then, time for Heat B of this season's quiz. I'm joined with three fresh faces for this one. Welcome, Bob Toole.
Hello.
Adam Carter.
Hello.
And Kieran Clark. KC, how you doing?
All right. Yeah, I'm sound. You?
Good, good. Adam, Bob, you both well?
Yeah, good.
Fine, thank you.
I am very good as well. So let's crack on with your heat, and we'll start with round one. We're going to get you some points on the board. It's quick fire, and it's against the clock. So if you don't know the answer, just pass and move on to the next question as quickly as you can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points, and they're all random city questions. As with the first heat, we're going to go in alphabetical order. So Adam, you're up first. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Lovely stuff. You can blame your parents for naming you that early in the alphabet, I guess. Okay, so Adam, your time starts now. What squad number did Samir Nasri wear at City?
8.
No, it was 19. Against which side did Sean Wright Phillips make his second City debut?
Sunderland.
Is correct. To which team did City sell Paul Dickoff in 2002?
Leicester.
Is correct. Who moved the other way in the deal that saw Nicolas Otamendi transferred to Benfica?
Ruben Dias.
Correct. Which manager signed Georgios Samaras?
Stuart Pearce.
Correct. In which year did City last win the FA Cup?
2019.
Correct. Against which team did David James play outfield?
Middlesbrough.
Correct. What borough of Greater Manchester is Phil Foden from?
Stockport.
Correct. Johnny Marr has occasionally appeared on which City podcast?
Blue Moon Podcast.
No, it's Noisy Neighbours. Who scored City's winning goal in a 2-1 victory over Liverpool in January 2019?
Sergio Aguero.
No, it's Leroy Sané. From which club did City sign Robbie Fowler?
Leeds United.
Correct. Mike Doyle and which other ex-City player was grandfather to Tommy Doyle?
Pass.
It's Glyn Pardo. Yeah, who scored City's last league goal at Main Road?
Foué.
Correct. Who was the only player booked in City's 3-2 win over QPR on the last day of the 2011-12 season?
Zabaleta.
Sergio Aguero. Which referee sent Joey Barton off at half-time against Spurs?
Clattenburg.
No, and that was the last question. You're out of time now. It was Rob Stiles. Adam, you scored 9 there, so 18 points to kick us off with. Okay, Bob, are you ready?
I am.
Your time starts now. Against which team did Owen Hargreaves score his only goal for City?
Birmingham City.
Correct. On which ground was Raheem Sterling sent off after scoring a last-minute winner in 2017?
Bournemouth. I don't know what the ground's called.
Pass and move on. It's Dean Court or Vitality Stadium. Which other player was sent off when Kevin Horlock was dismissed for aggressive walking?
Paul Dickoff.
Jamie Pollock. How old is Pep Guardiola?
54.
He's 49. Which other Premier League team has Mario Balotelli played for?
Liverpool.
Correct. In which year did City win the European Cup Winners' Cup?
1970.
Correct. Which City manager signed Sylvain Distan?
Keegan.
Correct. John Guidetti and which other player are the only Swedish internationals to play for City?
Oh, God. Pass.
Andreas Isaksson. Who played in goal when City last won the Community Shield?
Bravo.
Correct. What squad number is Gabriel Jesus?
Oh, God. 9.
Correct. Who were the only team to take 6 points off City in their 98-99 third-tier season?
Pass.
It was Wickham Wanderers. And, well, there's the time up. scored 6 there, Bob, so 12 points.
Oh, that is absolutely atrocious.
KC, you're up last, and your time starts now. What nationality is Nathan Ake?
Dutch.
He's correct. What colour was both the sponsor and the shoulders on last season's home kit?
Purple.
Correct. Who scored City's first goal under Roberto Mancini?
Tevez.
Martin Petrov. Who scored on his City debut in the League Cup against Bournemouth earlier this season?
Oh, pass.
Liam Delap. In which area of Manchester is the Etihad Stadium?
Eastlands.
It's Clayton. What symbol is in the lower half of City's current badge?
The rose.
Correct. Who were the first team to beat City this season?
Leicester.
Correct. What first name links former City players Schmeichel and Beagrie?
Peter.
Correct. What stand faces the dugouts at the Etihad?
Oh. The opposite of Colin Bell. The east stand.
Correct. From which club did City sign Fernandinho?
Shakhtar Donetsk.
Correct. For which country did Jeff Whitley play internationally?
Northern Ireland.
Correct. Who captained City for the final match at Main Road?
Pearce.
That's Sean Gota. Stuart Pearce. And which other City manager sold Sean Wright Phillips?
Hughes.
It's Mancini. And what's Sergio Aguero's Twitter handle?
16 Aguero.
No, it's Aguero Sergio Kuhn. So eight you scored there, KC. So 16 points. So the scores, Adam, after that first round, you're in the lead on 18. Bob and KC behind on 12 and 16. On to round two and initial pairs. So each player is going to get two questions. The answers to each question have the same initials. All you've got to do is work out the answers. There's a point for each of the questions you get right. But if you get both of them right, then you'll get a bonus point as well. So Adam, for instance, if you were one of the answers, Adam Carter, then you'd be looking for another answer that began with the letters AC. All make sense?
Yep.
Lovely stuff. Adam, you're in the lead, so I'm going to ask you to go first. Okay, your two questions, your first set of two questions. Which goalkeeper signed on a free transfer from Arsenal in 2003? And which player has made the most Premier League appearances for City?
David Seaman, David Silva.
Both correct, 3 points. Okay, KC, you're in second, so you're going next. On which ground did Carlos Tevez score his first hat-trick after returning from exile? And who was the first American player to feature for City in the Premier League?
Carroll Road and Claudio Reyna.
Correct. 3 points. Bob, you're up. Who was the goalkeeper beaten by Jamie Pollock's own goal in 1998? And which City centre-back scored a flying header against Manchester United in October 1986?
Martin Margaret's in the first one. Oh, God, I can't think of I don't know the second one.
You're right with Martin Margetson. It was Mick McCarthy. So just the 1 point for Bob there. Adam, we're coming back round to you now. Who was regarded as one of the biggest flops after an English record £1.4 million move from Wolves to City in 1979? And after the retirement of Ali Benabia, which centre-back took on the role of club captain for Kevin Keegan's City?
Richard Dunn. Oh, no, Sylvain Distan. And pass.
Hey, you're right. It's still this, Dan. It was Steve Daly. Casey's got it again there. Just the 1 point that time, Adam. Casey, you're up. Which City manager has only ever taken charge of one other club, Nottingham Forest, in the Premier League? And on which ground did City win 2-0 the same day that Steven Gerrard slipped against Chelsea?
So it's Frank Clark. And the day that Gerrard... Oh, no, wait. No, the day that Gerrard slipped against Chelsea, I thought that was Selhurst Park at Crystal Palace. So Selhurst Park and Stuart Pearce.
Is correct. Well worked out. So 3 points there. And final question of the round goes to you, Bob. Which striker was left on the bench when Stuart Pearce played David James as a centre forward? And who scored the winning goal when Manuel Pellegrini's City came from 2-0 down to win 3-2 at Bayern Munich in the final group game of the Champions League in 2013?
James Milner. Oh, God, I've forgotten the first question. I know the answer, though.
That was which striker was left on the bench when Stuart Pearce played David James as a centre-forward?
John Macken.
Is correct. 3 points. Okay, so that's changed things around a bit. Adam, you're on 22 points. Joint in the lead with KC on 22 points. Bob, you're bringing up the rear on 16. Okay, round three is the sequences round. In this one, you're going to get a series of clues that will make up a sequence, and I want to know what the sequence is. Not like on Only Connect, I don't want to know what the last thing in the sequence is. I want to just know what the sequence is, okay? The earlier you get the correct answer, the more points you'll be awarded. You can hear the next clue by saying next, and you can have a maximum of 30 seconds in total. You'll get 5 points if you get it correct after one clue, 3 points if you get it correct after two, 2 points after three, and 1 point if you get it after all four clues. So if the first clue was Guardiola, the second was Pellegrini, the third Mancini, you'd get 2 points for giving the correct answer of City's managers going backwards from Guardiola. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. I hate Only Connect.
I hate it already.
Lovely stuff. That's exactly what I'd like to hear. Adam, I'm gonna put you in first again because you're first alphabetically and you're in the lead. Your 30 seconds starts now. For 5 points, Jimmy Frizzell, 1986.
Next.
Alan Ball, 1996, for 3 points.
English City managers.
No. I can't offer any bonus points, but if I give the other clues as for 2 points, Joe Royal, 1998, and then for 1 point, Joe Royal, 2001. Anybody got any ideas?
Relegated City managers.
Relegated, yeah.
Yeah, most recent City relegation years and the manager in charge. No points there, but I admire the confidence for coming in early. Mm. I really do. KC, you're up next, second. Your 30 seconds starts now. For 5 points, Paolo Wanchope, Sunderland.
Next.
For 3 points, Nicolas Anelka, Aston Villa.
Next.
For 2 points, Robinho, Stoke.
Next.
For 1 point, Carlos Tevez, Blackburn.
Red cards by strikers?
No. Anybody else, any guesses?
Yeah, hat-tricks.
They are City's first four Premier League hat-trick scorers.
Oh, I was going to say that too.
Yeah, no bonus points there. So, Bob, this is your chance to make up some ground. Okay, Bob, your time starts now. For 5 points, Les McDowell, 1956.
Next.
For 3 points, Joe Mercer, 1969.
That's it. City FA Cup wins.
No, you know what? I'm going to give you that. It's City's last four FA Cup winning managers. So Les McNeil, 1956, Joe Mercer, 1969. For 2 points, it had been Mancini, 2011. And then for 1 point, Guardiola, 2019. So 3 points, Bob.
Nice.
So at the end of round three, that brings the scores. Adam and KC stay on 22. Bob, you've closed the gap to 19. Round four is where things can get a little bit interesting, though, because there are 10 correct answers to each of the questions in this round. Each of you is going to make a bid on how many correct answers you think you can get. The person with the highest bid will then have a go at answering that question for that many points. But if they fail, then their two opponents will get those points instead. So if you make a bid of 8 and you can't name 8, then your two opponents are going to get 8 points. Okay. So, Adam, again, you're first alphabetically and in the lead. So I'm going to let you make the first bid on this first question. This first question is, I want you to name the 10 teams that Pep Guardiola's City have faced in the group stage of the Champions League before this season. So for the avoidance of doubt, this list doesn't include Steaua Bucharest in the pre-group round in 2016. And it also doesn't include Marseille, Olympiacos or Porto from this season. So Adam, how many do you think you can name?
6.
Okay, KC is next. You get the chance to outbid him if you want.
No, I'm all right with that.
Bob, would you like to have a go at more than 6?
No.
No, Adam, it's down to you to name them. Off you go.
Okay. Barcelona.
He's on the list.
I wish KC knows from last year that I was going to sell myself down the river in this round.
the best
Mönchengladbach.
Borussia Mönchengladbach is on the list.
Yeah. Feyenoord, John Stones.
That's on Feyenoord. The list. 3 more to get.
Surely Shakhtar Donetsk's are in there.
They are in there. Point. 2 more.
Yes. Was Hoffenheim in the groups?
They were in the groups. One more, and you'll get your 6 points.
Leon
is correct. 6 points.
Get,
Surely that was over time. Jesus wept.
No.
Sorry,
no,
mate. No. You're just haunted from last year.
I am haunted from last year.
The full list is Atalanta, Barcelona, Borussia Mönchengladbach, Celtic, Dinamo Zagreb, Feyenoord, Hoffenheim, Lyon, Napoli, and Shakhtar Donetsk. Okay, Casey, you're going to have the first bid on this question. Name the 10 players who have been City's leading Premier League scorer since they moved to the City of Manchester Stadium in 2003. This list does not include Robbie Fowler and Sean Wright Phillips, who were the joint leading scorers in the 2005 season, as we've only included seasons where one player has been the leading scorer. Any player who's had more than one season as the leading scorer in the Premier League only appears on the list once. Okay, does that all make sense?
I'll go for six.
Six. Adam, any advance on six?
No.
Bob, any advance on six?
No.
Okay, Casey, over you go. Off you go.
Tevez.
Is on the list.
Aguero.
Is on the list.
Anelka.
Is correct.
Cole.
Andy Cole is correct.
So how many have I named so far?
That's four. You need two more.
Robinho.
Is correct. One more on your you'll bank yourself 6 points.
This is tense. Must be so many times it's been bloody Aguero since. Barton.
Is correct. The
great show.
The full list is Nicolas Anelka, Andy Cole, Joey Barton, Alano, Robinho, Carlos Tevez, Sergio Aguero, Edin Dzeko, Yaya Toure, and Raheem Sterling.
I should have got Sterling.
Sterling was the one I had.
So, Bob, you get the opening bid on this final question for this round. I want you to name the 10 outfield players who started for City in their final Manchester Derby win at Main Road. This is from the 3-1 victory in November 2002, and we're not including the players who came off the bench. So, no Sean Wright Phillips and Kevin Horlock, and not the goalkeeper, Peter Schmeichel. Okay, so, Bob, what's your bid?
Four.
Okay, Adam, any advance on four?
Seven.
Seven. KC, do you think you have more than seven?
I was going to go seven, so I'll let Adam name them.
Well, but just before we do, Bob, would you like to outbid Adam?
No, I'm just not going to do it, I don't think.
Okay, so Adam, seven players, please, from the outfield 10 that played played the final Manchester Derby at Main Road.
So I'm going Goethe and Anelka up top.
That's two.
Yeah. Who assisted Berkovic past the assist?
Is correct.
Yep. And I can't have Schmeichel. Foué was linchpin that season.
That brings you to four.
Okay. I remember Lucien Matomo being in defence and everyone panicking, but he was amazing.
That was number five.
Him and Gerard Vikings next to each other.
Is number six. One more and you've backed 7 points.
But I thought Dunn played that game, but Matomo and Vikings are in the middle, so it can't be that, unless he played. Did he play on the wing? And then Niklas Jensen at left back will have been, will it?
Is correct for seven points. So the full outfield team that started that game, obviously Schmeichel in goal. It was Richard Dunn, Gerard Vikens, Lucien Matomo was a back three, Sungji Hai and Danny and Niklas Jensen as your wing backs. Ayle Berkovic, Mark Vivian Foe, Danny Tiato in the midfield, and Nicolas Anelka, Sean Goethe up front. So at the end of that round, it has all changed. Adam, you're well out in front on 35 points. Bob, you're bringing up the rear quite badly there with 19 points, and Casey, you're on the middle with 28. Okay, so round five, time to mix things up a little bit with the categories round. Each of you is going to get to pick from the board, and in each category there are five questions, all worth 2 points. But here's the catch. If you get any of the answers wrong, then you have to stop at that question and you don't get the chance to finish your run of five. So if you get the first question wrong, then you're going to score 0 points for this round. But because I'm not entirely cruel, if you don't know the answer and you don't want to knock yourself out by guessing, you can pass the question, but that's going to give 1 point to each of your two opponents. Okay.
How do you think these up?
Adam, I'm going to leave you last this time because obviously the choice of category needs to be restricted for the person in the lead. So Bob, you're going first. And would you like to choose from Cult Heroes, Sergio Aguero, Kits and Colours, or First Names for Surnames, please?
Kits and colours, please.
Kits and colours for you. Okay, question number one. What design was on the front of the home kit that Sergio Aguero scored the title-winning goal against QPR in?
It's like checkered.
Can you give me some more detail about what you mean?
Well, the collar, I think, had like white trim and a kind of checkered blue and white thing around it.
It's what that checkered design was. It was the design of something. So what was it?
I really don't want to pass it, but I don't want to shoot myself in the foot because I really need some points. So I'm going to have to pass because I can't think.
Okay, point each to Adam and Casey. It was a sound wave of Blue Moon.
Oh, God. I would have never got that.
Question two, Bob. Who were City's first ever shirt sponsors?
Philips?
No, it was Saab. So you've given a point each to Casey and Adam, and you've got your next question wrong. So we're going to stop it there.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
Sorry about that, Bob. Going to move to
play
you, Casey.
Play, Bob.
You're left with cult heroes, Sergio Aguero, and first names for surnames.
I'll take first names for surnames, please.
First names for surnames. Okay, question one. Who joined City in 2009 after more than 350 Premier League appearances for Aston Villa?
2009 from Aston Villa. I can think of who joined us. Yeah, pass.
Okay, point each to Adam and Bob. It's Gareth Barry.
Oh, God.
Question two. Which striker joined City from Nottingham Forest in 1981 for £1.2 million, but was sold a year later to Sampdoria for £700,000 after frequent injury problems?
Trevor Francis.
Is correct for 2 points. Question number three. Which goalkeeper's only Premier League appearance for City was in a 5-0 defeat against United in November 1994?
Tracy.
It was Simon Tracy. Question number four. Which former City player with a first name for a surname also has had a spell as the club's chairman?
Francis Lee.
Is correct. And finally, to which club did City sell Gary Owen as part of Malcolm Allison's clear out of his players in his second spell at his club in 1979?
Pass.
That's a point each for... I don't know why you passed that last one. You may as well have just guessed it, but here we go. Point each for Adam and Bob. It was West Brom.
I wouldn't have got it.
Adam, that leaves you with a choice of either cult heroes or Sergio Aguero. Which would you like?
Aguero.
Sergio Aguero. Okay, question number one. On which ground did Sergio Aguero score his first away goal for City?
Spurs 5-1. Did he score in that? Yeah, Dzeko got the other four. Spurs. To White Hart Lane.
There we go. So White Hart Lane is correct. Question number two. Against which team did Aguero break City's goal-scoring record?
Napoli.
Is correct. Question number three. In which year did Aguero change from the number 16 to the number 10?
15-16 season.
So which year?
2015.
Is correct. Question number four. Against which team did Aguero receive his only City red card?
United. Oh, no.
No, that's a wrong answer. So we're going to stop there. Yeah. It was Chelsea.
Yep.
So at the end of the categories round, Bob, you're still behind on 21 points. KC, you're still in the middle with 35. And Adam, you're out in front with 44. So it's time for the final round now. Before, as with all the other heats in this series, before this quiz, I asked them all to do a task for me because they can't hear how they've done. So let's have a recap of what the task is.
Name as many players who have appeared for City in the Premier League since the year 2000 as you can.
You must name them in strict alphabetical order of surname or given name in the case of players with a single name.
Any given out of alphabetical order will not count. You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
Your time starts now.
Your time starts now. Oh, Jesus.
Was that an answer?
It wasn't.
So I hate to give you ideas there, Bob, but... you know, you didn't actually. The weird thing is, you didn't actually name Jesus in your run after that.
That's so embarrassing.
Shall we find out how you all did?
Yes, please.
I know I did terribly. So
yeah.
Well, let's have a listen.
Aguero. So that I can't go back to Adebayor, I'd say, if it's Aguero. So you're evil.
Adebayor. Anelka. Oh my God. It's really hard.
Adebayo, Aguero, Ball.
Aguero, Anelka,
Benabia, Bosvelt. Oh, crap. I can't. I mean, I'm going to say it anyway, but I know it won't count. I don't think it will anyway. Barton. Distan.
Bernardo. Alano. Fernandinho. Fernando. Foden.
Barry. Barton. Is that before or after? BAR. Who else have we got? Bellamy.
Mpenza. Nolito. Pizarro. Sane. Sterling.
Oh my god, I've missed out so many obvious people already.
Boateng, did he play in the Premier League?
bloody hell.
Dzeko. Right, E. Who begins with E?
Corluca. Let's go through the defence. Corluca. Lee Croft.
F. Who begins with F?
Right, I think that's it. I can't think of any more. My mind's just completely gone blank.
I'm just going to name some players, I think, from the current squad. Who plays for us these days?
Getting into the flow. Getting into the flow. A, B, C, D, E. Whoa.
Thanks, Adam.
I only got to E. That's evil.
Right. I did terribly there. Sorry.
That was so hard.
There we go, chaps. There's something I do want to bring up, though. Because Casey, can you remember what it said on the task?
Are you going to pick me up on Bernardo?
Bernardo.
Well, I'm just wondering what his surname is.
Yeah, I know, but what does he have on the back of his shirt?
Yeah, but Aguero has Kun Aguero on the back of his shirt, and Kun isn't his surname.
As soon as I said Bernardo, I thought he's going to be an absolute arse about this.
I just wondered what his surname was, because I mean, if his surname's Silver, then you've named Bernardo Silver in the B's.
But everyone calls him Bernardo, and it's given name. What does everyone give has his name? Bernardo.
See, I'm not really, the only. I'm going to allow it, and the only reason I'm going to allow it is because it doesn't make a difference to the scores. because at the end of that round, Adam, you scored 13. I couldn't give you Adebayor after you named it after Aguero. That's obviously just how letters work. KC, you scored 14 in that. It would have been 5 if we counted Bernardo Silva in S, where I suspect we probably should, but it doesn't matter. And Bob, you scored 8 because Barton comes after Bosvelt, as you quite rightly spotted. You also said right at the end, I'm going to name some players from the current squad. And then went Edison, Laporte, Fernandinho. So I can give you Edison and Laporte. I just can't give you Fernandinho because
I'd be interested to know how long the silence was after I named my last player. I think I named all of mine within the first minute and then just had a minute of silence.
Well, you got to Sterling after about 1 minute and 15 seconds. So you had about 45 seconds after Sterling where you said Sterling. No, I can't think of anybody else.
At least you got to S. I didn't even get past E.
So the final scores from the quiz, and also Bob, I couldn't give you Adebayor because you actually said Anelka before it, and I think you said it while I was making the quip about Jesus, and you tried to cover it up by the fact that you think I might not have noticed it, but it was there. So I couldn't give you Adebayor, but I could give you an Elka. Final scores for the quiz. Bob, you finish on 29 points. Poor show, I'm afraid. KC, you finish on 49 points. Adam, you're out in the lead on 57. So we'll see you again for the final. Well done.
Cheers.
This is the Blue Moon Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Blue Moon Podcast.
So it's time now for the third and final heat of this season's quiz. I'm joined by 3 brand new contestants. Welcome, Dan Burke.
Hello.
Richard Burns.
Hello there.
And Jonathan Smith.
How are you doing?
Are we all confident? Are we feeling good?
Nope.
Terrified.
Not even Richard. A little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit terrified or not even a little bit confident?
Not even a little bit confident.
There we go. Right, well, let's start by getting you all some points on the board, okay? This is the first round is the quickfire round. It's against the clock. You've got 90 seconds. So if you don't know the answer, just pass and get the next question, okay? It's as simple as that. Each question is worth 2 points, and we're going to start in alphabetical order. So, Dan, you're up first.
All right.
Your 90 seconds starts now. Who manufactured City's laser blue kits from 1997 to 99?
Kappa.
Correct. Who was the chairman before the club was sold to Taksin Shinawatra?
John Wardle.
Correct. In the song, what colour does the blue moon turn to?
Gold.
Correct. What stand replaced the popular side at the old main road ground?
Kipax.
Correct. What type of hat was associated with manager Alan Ball?
Flat cap.
Correct. What squad number is Ferran Torres?
21.
Correct. What's the name of the Athletics Manchester City podcast?
Why Always Us.
Correct. Which chairman appointed Steve Coppell as manager?
Ooh, Fanny Lee.
Correct. Who was City's top Premier League scorer last season?
Aguero.
It was Sterling. In what year did City last win the title?
2019.
Correct. Who was the manager when City's third kit was a colour called Ghost Green?
Manuel Pellegrini.
Correct. At which club did Ian Bishop spend 9 years between his two spells at City?
West Ham.
Correct. Who scored City's first goal of the 2014 League Cup final win over Sunderland?
Yaya Toure.
Correct. Who's City's number five?
John Stones.
Correct. What surname links father and son duo Ken and Peter?
Barnes.
Correct. What does the abbreviation EDS stand for?
Elite Development Squad.
Correct. Which manager loaned Joe Hart to Birmingham?
Mancini?
That was Mark Hughes, and it was just out of time. Not a bad start, Dan. 15 correct there.
I'm quite happy with that, yeah.
Very impressive.
So 30 points to get you off the mark. Okay, 30 is the benchmark. John, you're up.
Okay.
Your 90 seconds starts now. How many times has Sergio Aguero won the Premier League's Golden Boot?
Twice.
It's once. Who is the only City player to appear for the club in the Premier League with a surname beginning with the letter Z?
Zabaleta.
Correct. What Manchester landmark inspired last season's black away kit?
Oh, Hacienda.
Correct. Who followed Joe Royal as City manager?
Ooh. Oh, Keegan.
Correct. Keegan. What first name is shared by City players Somerby and Weaver?
Nicky.
Correct. City Square is behind which stand of the Etihad?
South Stand?
No, it's the North Stand. Attilio Lombardo was a coach at City with which manager?
Mancini.
Correct. Before Ilkay Gundogan, who was City's number eight?
Owen Hargreaves?
It's Nasri. Who scored City's last goal against Sir Alex Ferguson's United?
Vincent Kompany.
It was Aguero. Who is Colin Rosler's dad?
Uwe.
Correct. Who finished last season's away draw against Atalanta in goal?
Kyle Walker.
Correct. How old is Phil Foden?
20.
Correct. In what year did City win their final Manchester derby at Main Road?
Oh, God. 2000?
2002. What squad number did Patrick Vieira wear at City?
41.
24. Against which team did Carlos Tevez score his first City goal?
Oh, God. No idea. Norwich.
Crystal Palace. What's Joe Hart's real first name?
Charles.
Correct. Who was City's first ever Italian scorer?
Bianchi.
That was Corradi.
God. Poor.
It was 9, so 18 points. Right, Richard, last but not least. 18 is the low point. 30 is the high point. Your 90 seconds starts now. From which club did City sign Craig Bellamy?
West Ham.
Correct. Who was Michael Johnson's final goal against?
Sunderland.
It was Scunthorpe. Through which stand of Main Road was the tunnel?
Main Stand.
Correct. Which chairman appointed Brian Houghton as manager?
Franny Lee.
That's Peter Swales. What was Pep Guardiola's first trophy at City?
The League Cup.
Correct. Who was sent off at half-time in City's 4-3 comeback win at
Joey
Spurs?
Joey Barton.
Correct. What nationality is Emil Mpenza?
Colombian.
He's Belgian. Which manager gave Sean Wright-Phillips his first debut?
Joe Royal.
Correct. From which team did City sign David Silva?
Valencia.
Correct. What was the nickname often used for Nicolas Otamendi?
The General.
Correct. Who missed a penalty for City in the game that David James went up front?
Robbie Fowler.
Correct. To which club did City sell Wilfred Bonny?
Back to Swansea?
It was. Who were the first team to beat City this season?
Pass.
It was Leicester. Against which team did Nigel de Jong score his only Premier League goal?
West Ham.
Correct. What's the lowest squad number City aren't using this season?
Three?
That's one. Who scored City's first Premier League hat-trick?
Carlos Tevez.
It's Paolo Wanchope. Who was City's last caretaker manager?
Brian Kidd.
Correct. In what year did City win their first FA Cup?
1928.
That's 1904, and it was out of time.
That's me.
So that was 11.
It felt like I got a lot more wrong than the other two.
Ah, you got 11 right, though, so 22 points.
A Richard Dunn. I was annoyed I didn't get Leicester. Of all the ones I'm annoyed about, I'm really annoyed about that one. Also, I hope there's no questions about Richard Dunn's squad number now.
Right, at the end of the first round, the scores are John in third place on 18, Richard in second place on 22, and Dan way out in front on 30. Okay, time for round two. Each player in this round is going to get two questions. The answers to each question have the same initials. So all you've got to do to work out the answers, if you work out the answer to one, you could work out the answer to the other. There's a point for each of the questions that you get right, but if you get them both right, then you'll get a bonus point as well. So you're going to get two questions, 1 point for each, 3 points if you get them both right. Dan, you're the player in first, so you're going to go first. Your all first right. question. Which striker was signed for £200,000 from QPR in 1972 by Malcolm Allison and, according to his own book, blames himself for upsetting City's rhythm, causing the club not to win the title that season? And your second question is, which City manager had his first match in the dugout on Boxing Day in 2009?
Rodney Marsh, Roberto Mancini.
3 points. Okay, next up is Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Your first question, on which ground did David Silva score his first Premier League goal? And against which team did City come back to win promotion on the final day of 99-2000?
Bloomfield Road and Blackburn Rovers.
For 3 points. John, you're up. Which goalkeeper dislocated his shoulder at Arsenal, forcing Gunnar Nielsen off the bench for his only City appearance? And whose final game in English football had fans from three clubs, City, Southend and Bristol City, in the stands?
Maybe Sean Gota, so maybe Shea Given.
3 points.
Ugh, didn't know that.
Okay, Dan, you're back up for your second pair. Which defender was part of the side that City knocked out of the Champions League the year before he joined the club in 2017? And who were the opposition when it rained so much in one night that Pep Guardiola's first home group match in the Champions League had to be postponed by 24 hours?
So it's Borussia Mönchengladbach. And I'm not sure of the second one.
You're gonna pass?
Yeah.
Okay, is Borussia Mönchengladbach, so a point there, but it was Benjamin Mendy.
Ah, yeah.
Played for Monaco and then obviously signed for City the following
summer.
Yeah. Okay, Richard. Who were City's shirt sponsors immediately after First Advice? And which former City player's autobiography is called There to be Shot At?
Oh, goodness. So, I think Thomas Cook. And I'm massively struggling for any initials that would match that for a player. Other, I mean, I'm really certain that it's not, but for sake of saying something, Terry Cook.
It's not Terry Cook. It's Thomas Cook and Tony Coton.
Oh.
Okay, so 1 point there. And the final question of the round for you, John. Which player won his only appearance for City in a Manchester derby in 2007, 5 years after his dad won his only appearance in a City-Manchester derby? And on which ground did Phil Foden score his first goal in City's first team in the League Cup in 2018?
So the ground, I think, was the Kassam Stadium. Can I ask for the first one again? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. Which player won his only appearance for City in a Manchester derby in 2007, 5 years after his dad won his only appearance for City in a Manchester derby?
Oh, it's got to be Kasper Schmeichel, hasn't it?
It is Kasper Schmeichel and the Kasim Stadium for 3 points. So at the end of the second round, the scores are now John in third on 24 points, Richard in second on 26 points, and Dan in the lead on 34. Okay, round three, the connections round. In this round, you're going to get a series of clues that are connected, and all I want is to know what the connection is. The earlier you get the connection, then the more points you'll be awarded. You can hear the next clue each time by just saying next, and you've got a maximum of 40 seconds in total. You'll get 5 points if you get it after clue one, 3 points if you get it after clue two, two after clue three, and one if you get it after all four clues. So, for example, if the first clue was Guardiola, the second was Mancini, and the third was Keegan, you get 2 points for just giving the correct answer of City manager's surnames. But obviously, it's not going to be as simple as that. Dan, in the lead, you're up first.
All right.
Your time starts now. For 5 points, Billy Meredith, 1904.
Next.
For 3 points, Roy Paul, 1956.
Club's leading goal scorers?
No, it is in fact FA Cup winning captains.
Oh. And
I knew something to do with FA Cup because of the 1904 before. Yeah.
The second clue was Carlos Tevez, 2011, and the final clue would have been Vincent Kompany, 2019.
Poor.
So 0 points for Dan there. Richard, your chance to close the gap on our leader. Your time starts now. For 5 points, Nigel Gleghorn, Walsall.
Next.
For 3 points, Nigel Gleghorn, Crystal Palace.
Next.
For 2 points, Niall Quinn, Derby.
Is it City players who have...
I'm going to give it to you, but only because I'm feeling generous. Because I wanted to hit outfield players that had played in goal. Because the final clue was Kyle Walker, Atalanta.
Okay. But very generous of you.
Okay, John, third and final connection for you. Your time starts now. For 5 points, George Ware.
Next.
For 3 points, Gail Clichy.
Go on. No, another one.
For 2 points, Benjamin Mendy.
No. Next one.
For 1 point, Richard Dunn.
I don't know. I knew the other two. I don't know.
Out of time, unfortunately. The answer has already been in today's show. Does anybody else want to play?
It's City players who have worn number 22.
It is City players that have worn number 22.
I knew that was ending in Richard Dunn.
I just don't know numbers. Oh,
I wouldn't have done if it wasn't for the Dunn thing. I'm terrible with numbers, but Dunn's always stays in my head.
Right, so at the end of round three, the scores are John on 24 points, Richard on 28, Dan stays on 34. Okay, so round four. There are 10 correct answers to each question in this round, and each of you is going to make a bid for how many correct answers you think you can get. The person with the highest bid will then have a go at answering for that many points. But if they fail, then their two opponents are going to get that number of points instead. So if you bid for seven and you are only able to name six, then your two opponents are going to get 7 points, okay? John, as the player in third place, I'm going to give you the opportunity to make the first bid on the first list. The first list is, name the last 10 teams to knock City out of European competitions. For this, we're including the Champions League, Europa League and the UEFA Cup. We're not including, though, the 2012-13 Champions League exit because City were eliminated in the group stage. So it's only in knockout ties, okay? So, John, how many do you think you can get?
How many points behind am I?
You are 10 points behind the lead and there's 10 correct answers.
Yeah, I'm not going for 10. I'll say... 5.
Okay, Richard, any advance on 5?
I think that, this is the annoying thing. I think I could do 5. So I'm tempted to say 6 and hope that another one pops into my head. Yeah, I'm going to go 6.
Okay, Dan, any advance on 6?
I'll try for 7, I guess. I can't really think of them, but I'll try.
Okay, John, do you want to go for 8 or more?
Gosh. Oh, I don't know. I should have started my bid at 6. Go on, Dan.
Okay. Well, before we let Dan, let's see if Richard has any advance on 7 as well.
Yeah. You know what? I have. I'm going to go 8.
Okay, Dan. Any advance on 8?
Nah.
Okay, Richard. Over to you. Name. I want 8 of the 10 of teams that have knocked City out of European competition.
Right. So, Lyon
is correct.
Monaco
is correct.
Barcelona
is correct.
Real Madrid
is correct.
Liverpool.
Is correct.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Is correct for six.
Sporting Lisbon.
Is correct for seven.
And now I don't know whether to show off or not. So I'm just going to go Hamburg.
Is correct for eight.
The one for showing off would have been Grocklin Grodzisk.
Grocklin were just on the list. It was the other two on the list were Grocklin and Dynamo Kiev. Okay, so we're going to go in the same order of the bids, but John, you're going to go last for this one. So Richard, you're up first to bid on this one. I want you to name the last 10 goalkeepers to play in competitive matches for City. For this, we're not including Scott Carson, as at the time of recording, he's in City squad, but he's yet to make an appearance competitively for the club. He might have done by the time you hear this, unlikely, but you never know. This includes games in the Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup, League Cup, and the Community Shield. Okay, Richard, how many do you think you can get?
I'm going to open with six.
Okay, Dan, any advance on six?
I'll go seven.
John, any advance on seven?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Eight.
Eight. Richard, any advance on eight?
No.
Dan, any advance on eight?
No.
Okay, John, over to you.
Okay, Edison.
Correct.
Zach Steffen.
He's correct.
Claudio Bravo.
He's correct.
The unforgettable. Willy Caballero
is correct.
Okay, right. Oh god, this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Joe Hart
makes it five.
Oh crikey, what have I done? So let's think. Shea Given
is correct for six.
Is there anyone obvious that I'm missing? Yikes. Let's say Kasper Schmeichel.
He's not on the list. No. So that's 8 points to both Dan and Richard. Which has really, really done you in there, John. I'm not going to lie. any other names anyone wants to throw out there?
Was Martin Fulham?
Martin Fulham was on the list, yes.
Did Angus Gunn make a competitive appearance?
No, he didn't.
Aaron Murić.
Aaron Murić. And,
yeah, good answer.
The other goalkeepers missing were Kostel Pantilimon and Gunnar Nielsen. Right, so Dan, you're bidding first on the final list of 10. I want you to name the 10 outfield players that started City's 4-1 win over Brighton on the final day of the 18-19 season. This doesn't include the substitutes who came on that day, so we're not including Kevin De Bruyne, Nicolas Otamendi or Danilo, or the goalkeeper Edison. Okay, so how many do you think you can name?
I'm going to modestly say 8 to begin with.
8. Richard, any advance on 8?
As much as I feel like I'm giving him the points, no.
John, do you want to go for 8 or more?
Go on, I'll go for 9.
Okay, Dan, do you want to try for all 10?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Why not?
Can we get 10 out of 10? Off you go.
So, Company.
That is correct.
Laporte.
Is correct.
Zinchenko.
Is correct.
Walker.
Is correct.
Mahrez.
Is correct.
De Bruyne.
No.
He didn't start?
He did not start. He came on as a substitute on that day.
Okay.
So the full list was Walker, Kompany, Laporte, Zinchenko, Bernardo Silva, Gundogan, David Silva, Mahrez, Sterling and Aguero. And at the end of that round, it has all changed on the leaderboard. Okay, John, you're on 34 points. Dan, you're on 42 points. Richard has moved into the lead on 44. Okay, time to mix things up a bit with round 5 and the categories round. Each of you is going to get to pick from the board, and there are 5 questions, all worth 2 points. But here's the catch. If you get an answer wrong, then you have to stop at that question. You don't get the chance to finish the rest of the category, okay? Because I'm not entirely cruel, if you don't know the answer, you can choose to pass the question instead, and that won't knock you out of the round, but it will give a bonus point to each of your 2 opponents, okay? John, as the player in 3rd place, you get the first pick. Cult heroes, Brazilians, academy graduates, or the final season at Main Road, which would you like?
It's between academy players and Brazilians. I go Brazilians.
Okay, Brazilians. 5 questions coming up. Question 1, John. Who was the first Brazilian player to score for City?
Oh, Christ.
Remember, if you get it wrong, that's it for your round. But if you pass it...
yeah, then, I can't stop on zero, can I?
Well, I mean, that, if you get it wrong, then at least the others don't get any points, but you don't get any more opportunities to earn any points.
I'm going to say Giovanni.
It was Giovanni for two points. Okay, question number two. From which club did City sign Maicon?
Well, obviously, he was at Inter for a long time. Did he go anywhere in between? I'm going to say Inter.
It was Inter Milan for 2 points. Question number three. Which Brazilian captained City for the first time in a 2-2 draw at Hull in 2008 because of a suspension for regular captain Richard Dunn?
Yikes. Well, maybe it could be... What year? 2008?
Yep, 2008. 2-2 draw at Hull.
Let's say Alano.
Oh, it was Rubinho. So 4 points for John for the round. Okay, Dan, as the player in second place, you're up next. You've got left Cult Heroes, Academy Graduates, or the final season at Main Road.
I'll go Cult Heroes, please.
Cult Heroes, the one category that nobody's wanted from the other two quizzes so far. Okay, question number one. Which Brazilian defender's debut was also his final match for City, a late cameo against Bolton?
Glauber Berti.
That is correct for 2 points. Question number two. Against which team did Kike Musampa score his first goal, a late winner to secure Stuart Pearce's first victory as manager?
Liverpool.
Is correct. Question number three. Why did Mario Balotelli make an unplanned stop to a sixth form college in Rusholm?
I think I know the answer, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, so that's a point each for Richard and John. The answer was to use the toilet, Dan.
Oh, right. That wasn't the answer I was going to go for then.
Ah, fair enough. Question number four. Against which team did Nicky Weaver make his league debut?
Pass.
That's a point each again for John and Richard. It was Blackpool. And question number five, the final question for your category. How many penalties did Willy Caballero save in the 2016 League Cup final win over Liverpool?
Three.
He did indeed save three for 6 points. Richard, you're up, and that leaves you with the choice of Academy Graduates or the final season at Main Road.
I'm going to go final season at Main Road.
Okay.
And I already regret it, but go on.
Okay, question number one. Who scored City's first goal of that season?
I'm dangerously close to having to pass my first question, which I'm not happy about. I'm going to have to. It'd come to me eventually, but I can't keep you waiting all day, so I'm going to pass.
So a point each for Dan and John. It's Darren Huckabee. Question number two. Who was the chairman for the final game at Main Road?
John Wardle.
Is correct for 2 points. Question number three. Who opened the scoring in the final Main Road derby?
Nicholas Anelka.
Is correct. And question number four. Who sponsored City shirts for the final season at Main Road?
I'm going to say First Advice.
Is correct. And the final question. Which team knocked City out of that season's FA Cup?
I might as well guess this, aren't I? Because I can't give them any points. And I've got no more questions.
You don't have any more questions, so you can have a
Is
guess.
Is that right? Well. If I get it wrong, they don't get points, do they?
No.
FA Cup. I don't think it was. Liverpool.
It was Liverpool.
Was it really?
It was. They won 1-0 at Main Road.
Well, there's a stroke of luck.
Okay, so at the end of the categories round, the scores are John on 41, Dan on 49, Richard on 54. Okay, the bit you have all been waiting for, the final round of the quiz you've all recorded already. We've heard it already in the other heats. Let's have a listen to it once more.
Name as many players who have appeared for City in the Premier League since the year 2000 as you can.
You must name them in strict alphabetical order of surname.
Or give a name in the case of players with a single name.
You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
Your time starts now.
Okay, so you all know what's happened. None of you know how each other has done. shall we find out?
Oh, God, I can't think of anyone beginning with A. There must be someone beginning with A. Oh, yeah.
Anelka. Oh, my God. Berkovic, Benabia.
Oh, no, this is shocking. I'm going to have to go straight to Ali Benabia. Wainbridge. Oh, no. This is terrible.
There must be some other Bs. Bozhanov. probably some other bees.
I can't do it. Who else is there? C.
It's a good chance there's other bees. Charvet.
Oh, I could have added an Elka, but that's no good now, is it?
Ah, oh, fuck, I missed Aguero. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm having a shocker. Mark Vivian Foe. Javier Garrido.
God, this is awful, David. What a thing to do to people.
Alf Inge Haaland. Why can't I think of anyone who's in the team at the moment?
I don't want to move on because of how many I feel like I'm missing. But also, I can't just stay on whatever I've got so far. So, Dzeko. Ilano.
Ike Emo. This is shocking. Absolutely shocking. Samir Nasri.
Fernandinho Fernando. I hope that's in the right order.
Aguero's a good one for A, isn't it? Bloody hell.
Oh my God. That is awful. I'm going to assume I'm pretty close to the bottom.
That's pathetic. Don't broadcast that. It's shocking. Oh my God. Right, that's the lowest score, isn't it?
Okay, so you'll notice that somebody wasn't in that edit.
Now, having watched Taskmaster before, David...
Well, it can only mean one of two things, really, can't it? Either...
It can.
Either he's done really, really well, or...
He didn't do really, really well.
Shall we have a listen to Dan's task? I've edited Dan. I've only edited silence out of Dan's. Okay, I've not edited just for time. So I've not edited anything else into it or changed the order of anything. I've just left it entirely as it is. Just cut out the silences between players. Let's have a listen to how Dan got on.
Okay, Ali Benarbia. I can't use that one. God, this is hard. God, this is awful, isn't it? Okay, Ruben Dias. Egil Ostenstadt. Niklas Jensen. Steve McManaman. Riyad Mahrez. No, that's not alphabetical order, is it? Why can't I remember the names of any City players? This is bloody awful. Nader Manuaha. Stuart Pearce.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you. That made it sound a lot better without the silence in there, actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start with you, Dan, because Egil Ostenstadt begins with O, and you said it third.
Yeah, well, I just had the E in my head for some reason. I felt it was under a lot of pressure that day, and it was your like cold, stony silence that made it 10 times worse. I just felt like you were judging me all the way through it. And
I was also judging the fact that you said Ali Benarbia, and then you went Eilbert. Oh, I can't say that. And like, if you had said it, it would have counted.
Yeah, I also forgot the alphabet, which doesn't help in games like that, really, does it?
Yeah, so I'm afraid Niklas Jensen, Steve McManaman, Riyad Mahrez, Nedim Manua all didn't count because they all come after, they all come before Egil Ostenstadt. Stuart Pearce, who does come after Egil Ostenstadt, doesn't count either because he didn't play in the Premier League.
Oh, God.
So you only actually scored three on that.
Not great, not great.
The funniest thing of it is, as well, is that you actually named more players than John did. But John scored six.
Is that all? Six? Oh, God.
It was the pressure of it was, it was awful. Because, like Dan said, you do know that you, as Dan said, feel you're being judged, but you know you're being judged. And when you, just the amount that falls out of your head is horrendous.
The only one I had to disqualify from you, John, was Ike Immel, because he left in 1996.
Oh, well.
So just the 4 years before the deadline. Richard, again, the only one that you said out of order was actually Ali Benarbia. It's Benarbia Berkovic, not Berkovic Benarbia. But
yeah, I forgot who had R's in the name and who didn't.
Yeah, there we go. So eight points for you, Richard. That brings the final scores for this heat. John, unfortunately not able to pull it back, finished on 47 points. Dan, 52 points. Richard, you pulled away in the end for 62 to win it.
Well done, mate.
Well done, Burns.
Thank you very much, chaps.
We'll see you in the final. John, Dan, commiserations.
I've had a lovely day. That's all that matters, isn't it, really?
I just didn't want to make a fool of myself, and unfortunately I've failed.
You're listening to the Blue Moon Podcast.
facebook.com/Blue Moon Podcast.
So now welcome back to Adam Carter.
Hello.
And Howard Hawking.
Hello.
Richard Burns is still with me.
Hello.
And I'm in the presence of greatness because you three are the Heat winners. And you are now all going to play off for the title of 2020 champion. The final's really simple, okay? It's a three-way penalty shootout. You're each going to get five questions, and the winner is the person with the most correct answers at the end of five questions each. Anyone who is tied at the end of the five questions will go to sudden death and will carry on until we get a winner. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so Richard, you scored highest in the heats, so I'm going to give you the option. Would you like to go first, second, or third?
First.
You were first. Adam, you were next in the heats. Would you like to go second or third?
We'll go second, keep it in the order.
Okay. So, Richard, you're up first. Which City player missed two penalties and scored a hat-trick in the same European game?
Sergio Aguero.
That's correct. Okay, over to Adam. Which goalkeeper was the first to make a Premier League appearance for City?
Oh, that's cruel. Tony Cotton.
That was correct.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Howard, your first question. What name was given to the City TV match day coverage, which began during the period fans weren't allowed to attend games?
I have no idea. I'll just make something up, shall I? I've probably seen it about 20 times. It'll be a pun, won't it? No, I can't even make something up, so I'll pass. I'll sky it over the bar, sorry.
It's called We're Not Really Here.
Oh, see? It's obvious.
Okay, first miss. So back to you, Richard. In the Premier League era, who are the only team City have faced in the FA Cup first round?
Halifax.
That's correct.
Wow.
Okay, Adam. Who did Sergio Aguero overtake to become City's all-time leading scorer when he scored against Napoli in 2017?
Eric Brook.
That's correct. Back to you, Howard. Who crossed the ball for Benjani to score on his debut, City's second goal in their 2-1 win at Old Trafford in 2008?
Can I just say I've known the other four answers? Honestly, I can only remember the shoulder itself. I don't know, Stephen Ireland.
It's close. Stephen Ireland passed it to Martin Petrov. Okay, back to Richard. On which ground was City relegated in 1998?
It was Stoke City Stadium, which I'm assuming was the Britannia Stadium at the time.
It was the Britannia Stadium at the time. Adam.
Thanks.
Just blown away by your genius. That's
Adam, you're up. Who is the last City player to win the club's Player of the Year while also being the club's captain?
Richard Dunn.
That's correct. Howard, oh no.
It's bad, isn't it?
No, I'm joking. What controversial phrase was written on a sign held up by Carlos Tevez during City's open top bus parade of their first Premier League title?
Oh, is it R.I.P. Fergie?
It is R.I.P. Fergie.
Oh, I've scored a pet. That's all. I'm all right now.
Back to you, Richard. Which player was adjudged to have made the foul when referee Alan Wilkie awarded the phantom penalty for United at Old Trafford in 1996?
I don't know. So I'm going to go with, watch me pick somebody who wasn't even playing because it predates me ever so slightly. So I'm just going to go with Ian Brightwell.
No, it's Michael Fronzek.
Yeah, I knew I was wrong and I was trying. Yeah, never mind.
Okay, Adam. Who was Roberto Mancini's first signing at City?
Wow, my brain's deserted me. No, I've blazed it over the bar. It's a long walk back to the centre.
Oh, it's Patrick Vieira. Okay, Howard, you still need to score this. Who scored City's first goal of the League Cup final when Dennis Stewart scored with an overhead kick?
Come on. What's his name?
I might need a bit more than what's his name.
No, Gary Owen's roommate, because we did him on that. Peter Barnes.
It was Peter Barnes. Okay, back to you, Richard. Which goalkeeper was understudy to Nicky Weaver during his first season as City's number one?
Richard Wright.
No, it's Tommy Wright.
Oh, wow, I said Richard Wright. Oh, that's a shocker.
Okay.
Of course it wasn't Richard Wright. I'm so annoyed.
He's tried to do a Panenka.
Yeah. Okay, so after five penalties, Richard scored three. After four, Adam, you've scored three. So you could win it with this question. Which former City player was a contestant on the German edition of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
My favourite goalkeeper of all time, Ike Immel.
It was Ike Immel.
Well done.
Adam Carter is our winner, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done. Kept his nerve.
With four correct answers in the final, Adam wins. Richard, you had three correct answers. Howard, you had two, but from four penalties. So we never get to find out if you. Well, I tell you what, I could ask you the next question and find out if you want to go off with Richard for second or third place.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, well let's do that. Oh dear, Vincent Kompany and which other player were the only two to start in both of City's FA Cup final wins at the new Wembley?
I won't waste that. David Silva.
It is David Silva.
Oh.
So, Richard, come back to you. We'll see. This is for second place. Mm-hmm. Which goalkeeper made his City debut in the League Cup win over Bournemouth at the beginning of this season?
Zach Stefan.
That's correct. Back to Howard. What's the name of the pub inside the Etihad?
No, I can't remember. So I'll go Rover's Return.
It's not the Rover's Return.
Well, it should be.
Is it the Anchor?
No, it's the Ardwick.
The Ardwick.
Oh, well, that makes more sense, yeah.
There we go. So that's our sorted. Howard in third place, Richard in second place. But the Blue Moon Podcast Christmas Quiz 2020 winner is Adam Carter. Well done, Mike.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you very much to everybody who's taken part in the quiz. Thank you very much for listening. Have a nice Christmas, and we'll be back with a normal show very soon. See you then.
That was the Blue Moon Podcast. Please support the show. Patreon.com/Blue Moon Podcast.